The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a fantastic, restful weekend. It's the 15th of April, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, we're going to get you caught up on now in about 5 minutes, probably a little bit less than that today. Getting those subscriptions going through on Apple. Sometimes you don't realize, I got a subscription. But I guess Apple's wanting to assure us that, hey, you really want to do this? Are you sure? Hence, that's why they've added this feature. The new confirmation will pop up in the App Store when you're about to opt into a subscription using your Touch ID or Face ID. Once that happens, it's going to give you that second chance to think, do I really, really want to do this? Giving you the chance to then say, forget it. Or maybe the other is going to annoy you and say, yes, I said I want it, so give it to me. Now, Apple hasn't really responded to this. I guess there's not much really to respond to. It's pretty self-explanatory. All we know is Apple's implemented this new system as server-side update, so it has nothing to do with your iOS devices. Alright, so, were you on the fence about that $35,000 Model 3 Tesla? Well, if you didn't jump on it, too late now. Yes, the online sales for the long-awaited $35,000 version of its Model 3 sedan, it's ended. Meaning now, it looks like you're going to have to do it via phone or hop into one of your nearest Tesla dealers. Oh, and by the way, don't look for a $35,000 version anymore. The cheapest Model 3 now will be $39,500. Now, this is all being done, at least according to a Tesla spokesperson, saying this would allow the company to produce one version of the Model 3 and use software to limit battery range, turn on and off features. You know, like say you want heated seats or that kind of stuff. Well, you'll have to pay more for that. If you don't want to pay more for that, well, they'll just turn it off in software. Hence, saving Tesla a lot more in the manufacturing process. Though one has to wonder, if hackers are going to get a hold of these cars saying, you know what, I paid $35,000. Well, let's turn everything on and make it a $40,000 car now. Tesla's also got some good news for you if you'd love to lease a car. In the same statement, they said that they would begin leasing the Model 3. However, though, with that good news comes the bad news. It's lease only, meaning if you want that option to buy the car afterwards, you can't. And finally, are you one of those people out there who's going to be, me, I'm going to be the first to 5G, yeah, me. Well, move over, you'll get that in a second. Yeah, we're all anticipating 5G, even though most phones that we're holding right now in our hands can't really deal with it. That doesn't matter to cows across England, though. Yes, in the southwest of England, cows are going to beat us to the 5G craze. They're currently wearing high-speed smart collars that control robotic milking systems, all powered by, yep, you guessed it, 5G technology. Mostly, it's an opportunity to see how 5G might transmit data between sensors faster than rural broadband connections. Now, of course, not the first time we've been tracking cows around. That technology's been around for a long time. However, though, an old McDonald's farm with 5G, I'm sure a moo there and everywhere a moo-moo and there's a moo-moo, and yeah, it's hoping to make that process a whole lot simpler and faster. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. You guessed it. That's our website. You can find our podcast over there. Check out our blog and so much checky goodness stuff going on over there. Also, check us out on Facebook, too, and Instagram, which, by the way, they're back up now. Yeah, in case you didn't know, a little bonus news for you. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. It was all down. It was resolved in 2 hours. Blah, 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 blah. I'm sure somebody tripped over a server cord and they're fired now. Anyways, find us there. Give us a like on Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Instagram, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and of course our community. That is where the fun place is to be. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us now, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way tomorrow, yes, for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, smile and laugh. It's Monday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.